2 Corinthians 8. But we make known to you, brethren, the grace of God bestowed in the assemblies of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty has abounded to the riches of their free-hearted liberality. For according to their power I bear witness, and beyond their power they were willing of their own accord, begging of us with much entreaty to give effect to the grace and fellowship of the service which was to be rendered to the saints. And not according as we hoped, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and to us by God's will, so that we begged Titus that, according as he had before begun, so he would also complete as to you this grace also. But even as ye abound in every way, in faith and word and knowledge and all diligence, and in love from you to us, that ye may abound in this grace also. I do not speak as commanding it, but through the zeal of others, and proving the genuineness of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that for your sakes he, being rich, became poor, in order that ye by his poverty might be enriched. And I give my opinion in this, for this is profitable for you who began before, not only to do, but also to be willing a year ago. But now also complete the doing of it, so that as there was the readiness to be willing, so also to complete out of what you have. For if the readiness be there, a man is accepted according to what he may have, not according to what he has not. For it is not in order that there may be ease for others, and for you distress, but on the principle of equality, in the present time your abundance for their lack, that their abundance may be for your lack, so that there should be equality. According as it is written, he who gathered much had no excess, and he who gathered little was nothing short. But thanks be to God, who gives the same diligent zeal for you in the heart of Titus. For he received indeed the entreaty, but, being full of zeal, he went of his own accord to you. But we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the glad tidings through all the assemblies. And not only so, but is also chosen by the assemblies as our fellow traveler with this grace, ministered by us to the glory of the Lord himself, and a witness of our readiness, avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, for we provide for things honest, not only before the Lord, but also before men. And we have sent with them our brother whom we have often proved to be of diligent zeal in many things, and now more diligently zealous through the great confidence he has as to you. Whether as regards Titus, he is my companion and fellow laborer in your behalf, or our brethren, they are deputed messengers of assemblies, Christ's glory. Show therefore to them, before the assemblies, the proof of your love and of our boasting about you.